Well, what we're sponsoring and hosting is called Forests and Farms, and it's to utilize your natural resources and to maximize on-farm profitability. It's open to everyone. It's going to be on Tuesday, June 26th from 5 to 9. It's going to be at the MSU Upper Peninsula Research Experiment Station down on the South Farm. That's in Chatham.
In Chatham, okay, yeah.
And again, we hope to have people come get involved. There's going to be speakers there. It'll be from the Conservation District. It'll be Matt Walkies as well as District NRCS District Conservation, Miss Katie, who will be doing some of the programs for the forestry part of it. Mm-hmm. And they'll put you in touch with what's going on as far as there might be some cost sharing, there might be some technical advice that they can offer to small woodland owners.
Yeah, I was going to ask you, in terms of people to attend this, like who is this really for? I know it's open to the public, but you know, who is this intended for?
It's intended for farmers as well as landowners that have small woodlots. It's not necessarily for commercial foresters. Right. I mean, they're welcome. Everybody's welcome.
But someone might have a parcel of land that's got some trees. Maybe they want to harvest it or something like that, or at least looking at conserving it, what some of the options are,
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. And they'll come in and you'll meet with those folks, and they will tell you what's out there, what's available.
Right.
You know.
So what's the idea with this, with the Hiawatha Land Farm Bureau and everybody putting this on? What's the goal?
The goal is to a couple things, is to educate the people. And also we want to get them to do a better job with the forest. A lot of people just let their woodlands kind of do whatever they do, and that's fine as well.
Just let it sit.
Right.
And this is an opportunity to learn some forestry techniques and whatnot.
And then we also, on the farm side, we have James D. Decker coming up. And he is an MSU educator, and he's doing a lot of research on deer crop management.
It sounds like there's a little bit of everything here in terms of if you're a farmer, if you're a landowner, maybe you've got some of these issues with, you know, you said deer management and things like that. If you've got crops and you've got things growing, even if it's small in your own parcel of land, you might want to learn a few things about how to keep them away.
Yeah. And a lot of his research works on different kinds of fencing and stuff.
Okay.
You know? So, and that's what we want. So we're trying to touch on all bases that we can in a short amount of time. And then we're going to have a question and answers thing at the end, so everybody can get their questions answered.
This is the Forest and Farms Field Day. It's coming up on June 26th in the evening or early evening, 5 mm-hmm. to 9 p.m. But you want people to get registered now because there's going to be a meal and things like that. So you want to get a head count. How do people get registered?
I will give you the contact numbers. One way you can call directly to Michelle, that she works at the Michigan farm, and her number here is 906-439-5114. Again, 906-439-5114. Or you can contact her at Colma, COLEMA 98@msu.edu. And either way, and she can also answer questions for you.
It's a good opportunity, it sounds like, to learn. It's a real educational component for a lot of people. I mean, not just farmers, not just, you know, it's especially if you've got forest land in your property, or maybe, you know, you got a parcel out somewhere and you want it to flourish. They'll teach you that, won't
they? Absolutely, absolutely. They'll give you the tools to do that.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be up to you if you actually follow through or not.
But, you know, of course.
As we all know.
Yeah.
But yeah, absolutely. They can put you in touch with, and this is UPY. Whoever wants to come can come.
I find this interesting, too. You're talking about the aspect of, like, some fencing and things to keep deer away from some stuff and whatnot. I'm sure that there's, in the guy's research in particular, there's maybe some, I don't want to say regulations or legalities, but there's probably some things you can and can't do to keep those deer and things away, and that's what he's going to be talking
about.
Exactly.
And there's going to be, like, things like, and I haven't even seen it, but there's 3D fencing now.
3D
I have no idea what that is.
Okay, all right.
That's as far as I'm going to go with that one, but they're being very innovative.
Well, it is the Forest and Farms Field Day. It's going to be happening where again? Where is it going?
Again, it's down at on the South Farm at in Chatham, the Experiment Station Farm.
MSU Farm.
MSU Farm.
And the South Farm in Chatham.
And you'll just see where the group is.
June 26th, 5 to 9 p.m. And Dan, how do people get registered?
Again, contact Michelle at 439-5114. Or Colma 98@msu.edu.
All right, Dan Barman in the studio with us this morning, the county president for Hiawatha Land Farm Bureau. They're putting on the Forest and Farms Field Day. Really interesting information here for you. If you've got a parcel of land, you got some forest on it, you want to make sure it flourishes, maybe you want to find out how to keep the deer away from your garden. Hey, and you can learn at this event as well. Dan, thanks for your time this morning, and we appreciate you giving us an update.
Thank you all.